Hi, everyone. I'm Ann Thomas. Welcome to Women Who Lead. My special guest today is Judge Nancy Grant, Chief Judge of the Oakland County Circuit Court. Judge Grant is one of 12 women nominated by our WJR family of listeners as a woman in the Great Lakes area making a difference. Congratulations, Judge Grant, and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Ann. And it's actually quite an honor, and I appreciate it very much.
Oh, you are more than welcome. You deserve this, Judge Grant. First of all, why don't you just start out and tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, how you got into the legal profession.
How I got into the legal profession is I decided, quite frankly, my junior year at U of M, trying actually not to go into the legal profession because we sometimes don't want to do what our parents have done. And my father, Barry Grant, was a probate judge at the time. And I didn't know what I wanted to do, and then I realized I really did have a passion for the law. And I went into the law. I loved practicing law privately. And then an opportunity arose that I was able to run for the position in 1996 in Oakland County Circuit Court. It was a really interesting election, hard fought, very clean, wonderful experience. And that's when I was elected back in 96, and I've been a judge on the circuit bench since then.
How have things changed over the years? I know for sure that there are a lot more women on the bench these days.
Well, that's interesting that you say that, because I've just been saying to a couple different groups lately that when I joined the bench, I was one of five women on a bench of 19 judges.
Wow.
So five women and the rest were men. And now if I have a judges meeting this afternoon, quite frankly, and I will walk into a room with 19 judges. This time there are only, though, four men. So that says a lot about how things have changed.
What is it about this job that you like? What do you like so much about being a judge?
I think it comes down to what you would think would be, and that is trying to make a positive difference in someone's life. And whether it's in, and it could be, even though it's sometimes you have corporations against each other or companies, but my passion is when I have, for instance, a juvenile sitting through a criminal call of mine, and they make sure they understand that there are paths that they could possibly be on, and I take them aside after they watch, and I explain to them what they've seen and why it is that they're, what they might think is a minor issue that they're going through is actually important in terms of stopping and viewing what they want to do with their lives and how important it is to make the right decisions.
You're also a wife and a mother. How has that helped you in your career?
I think in my career, it's helped me in terms of being a very good listener, showing respect for the litigants and the attorneys in front of me, understanding that they have lives and there are all these other pressures going on, that, and that we all need to sometimes take a step back in how we're treating each other. But I always say, as a mother, I always think this job actually improved me as a mother, because I understood very early on the importance of giving my children structure and rules and having them understand the consequences of certain behavior.
You're also involved in a million other organizations.
A million and one, right?
I'm not exactly sure when you sleep. But tell us a little bit about that and why you're so involved in the community. It's pretty cool.
I think it's important that we all get involved in that community, but certainly as a public servant, so we keep in touch with the community, that we understand what's going on. That, again, was also something instilled by my parents in the importance of giving back. So when I was a practicing attorney, I started a free series called Removing the Mysteries of the Probate Court, because people were afraid of what happens with their estates when they get probated, and I wanted to bring it out and show them that it's really nothing to be afraid of, and that everyone should have good estate planning. And then when I came, and I also did a lot of community work as a private practicing attorney. And then on the bench, same thing. I always wanted to be able to do something more than just, quote, this job. So I eventually became president of the Michigan Judges Association. I'm on the JTC. I've started the Combat Veterans Court, which is something tangential to what I'm doing, just because I just think it's important to just keep involved and, quite frankly, keep evolving.
What is the Combat Veterans Court?
The Combat Veterans Court was something that I started when I saw that there were men and women who had been deployed into combat areas and were coming back and having trouble with the law, and they had never had trouble with the law before. And at the same time, a probation agent, Marseille Allen, was saying that she was having issues with veterans who were having problems meeting probation requirements. Well, we put our heads together and found that it was important to have what is now the Combat Veterans Court, which is participants who have experienced combat, conflict, search and rescue, and their lives have been detrimentally affected by their service. So in other words, again, they are now being in trouble with the law because of things that have happened to them while they were serving. And I felt it was me personally, and I think a lot of people involved in the program now feel that these veterans, having put themselves in harm's way for us, deserve special attention. Not special treatment, but certainly special attention as to why they are where they are now.
What a great idea. I bet you see a lot of grateful veterans once you've helped them through their troubles.
It's selfishly gratifying. We had our first graduation this past January, and knowing what these two particular vets went through and where they were, they certainly expressed their gratitude. One of them, it was a Vietnam vet, and the first thing I said to him on our first meeting, I said, welcome home. And he started crying. He says, especially with that particular conflict, that wasn't something that those veterans heard coming home a lot.
Right.
And he had issues that had never been addressed. I had another vet who, again, they lose their units when they come back. They lose the camaraderie. They lose the discipline and the structure. And so a lot of them lose their way, and we essentially help them get back to their way.
And in some cases, all they really need is maybe a little bit of psychological help to pull themselves together and start a new life.
They do. And a lot of them, unfortunately, also are self-medicating, which is a nice word, quite frankly,
right.
They're abusing drugs or abusing alcohol. And it's because they are not dealing with the mental health issues that arise because of their service.
Oh, what a great thing you're doing. Now, let me ask you this before I let you go.
Mm-hmm.
Give our listeners who might be interested in going into the law some advice. Is it still a good field?
I think it's an excellent field. Someone once said to me, and they say it often, I guess now, don't you think there are too many attorneys? And I believe in my heart that there are not enough good attorneys. And if you're passionate about helping others, if you're passionate about justice, and you're passionate about defense, if you're passionate about anything that has to do with the law, it's still a great field to be in.
Is there a particular way to go about doing it? Should you go to a particular school? Should you look at certain law schools? How do you do it? How do you get into going to law school?
I think you have to look at each individual school's program, but I will tell you, as an alumna of Wayne State Law School, I'm a particular fan, but we have excellent law schools in Michigan. There are excellent law schools across the country, and they all offer, quite frankly, different programs and different focuses, and everyone should look at that.
And you believe that there's jobs out there for these lawyers once they get out into the working field.
It is difficult. Anyone says differently is not telling the complete truth. It is still a difficult field to get out because there are so many graduates. However, I still say that there are jobs available for people who are passionate and smart and really this is their goal in life.
Special thanks and congratulations to Oakland County Circuit Court Judge Nancy Grant, the Chief Judge of the Oakland County Circuit Court. I'm Ann Thomas. Join me next time for Women Who Lead at WJR.com.